It's the time of the season when love runs high.
My kid loves Uggs. We buy Ugg products. You know, they're boots. They're wildly overpriced and really comfortable, from what I can tell. But, hey, the kids like them. And so, you know, at Christmas, we break down and do that. But this is a story that caught my attention for that reason. I knew what the brand was, and so I looked at Uggs, and I said, wow, a former Uggs salesman found guilty of being a Hezbollah sleeper agent here in the United States. In the Bronx he lived, did Ali Karani. Ali Karani is 34 years old, guilty on 8 counts, including providing support for Hezbollah. Carrying up to life in prison, Karani, looking business casual in a rumpled white dress, shirt that is, and dark pants, sat motionless as the jury of 8 men and 4 women rendered its verdict following a week-long trial. He was planning with Hezbollah to inflict a great mass casualty event in New York City. Think about that. He's working with Hezbollah, giving them tips, giving them intel, giving them instructions, and then he got tripped up by a federal agent, and then he spilled his guts when he realized he was busted and the gig was up. He spilled his guts thinking, well, I can become a witness, I can become an informant, and I can get off the hook here. Didn't happen. He is a convicted felon, faces up to life in prison. And here's the other part of the equation. He came here in 2003. He came here as a legal immigrant from Lebanon. And traveling back to Lebanon frequently in the years that followed, he was recruited into the Islamic Jihad organization, and then he joins Hezbollah. Shocking, but here we are, America, being generous as we are, opening our doors and opening our arms to immigrants from nations all across the world, and this is the thanks we get from some of these people. They join Hezbollah in an effort to destroy America. You come here to join the United States, become an American, and then you want to destroy her. I'm not generally a proponent of the death penalty, but, you know, I might be able to be talked into it on certain occasions. Scott Morrison sweeping to victory in Australia, if you missed it. This is a big story internationally. The reason being, Scott Morrison was supposed to lose in Australia. He is the conservative prime minister. The conservatives were supposed to lose. The liberals were supposed to take over. The liberals' main message in the Australian elections: global warming, climate change. That was the big message. We have to do something in Australia to stop climate change and global warming. And, well, in a shocking upset, according to the polling, because the polling was all wrong, ScoMo, Scott Morrison, ScoMo, as they call him, sweeps to victory. The coalition remains in power. Mr. Shorten, the gentleman that was supposed to defeat him handily, swept out. He has already conceded. Kind remarks to me and Jenny, said the prime minister. I would like to wish him and Chloe and his family the best and God's blessings. It just goes to show you, whether it's Netanyahu in Israel or ScoMo here in Australia, the conservatives, the conservative parties of this world are winning in elections time and time again. Far-left policies of global climate change, policies of inflicting mass overhaul of economic systems, of capitalism and so forth, being rejected out of hand by voters all across the world. And this is just more evidence. Australia, not exactly a radical nation, I think it's fair to say. Speaking of politics and closer to home, it seems Joe Biden might have the idea that being too far to the left is a bad idea, a losing proposition, if you will. Officially kicking off his campaign over the weekend in Pennsylvania, Biden did not draw a huge crowd, certainly not by what Donald Trump standards would have us believe are huge crowds, but he did have a message of unity, of bringing America together that I believe will resonate. If he's able to hold this message together, if he's able to craft this message, he may well bring back people in Pennsylvania. He may bring back people in Michigan and in Wisconsin and Ohio. Short on substance, but long on style is this. Sort it out for yourself. It's bite number 6 with Joe Biden. Take a look.
If the American people want a president to add to our division, lead with a clenched fist, a closed hand, a hard heart, to demonize your opponent, to spew hatred, they don't need me. They've got President Donald Trump. Running off our country, Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, a different path. not back to a path that never was, but to a future that fulfills our true potential as a country. Now, some of these same people are saying, you know, Biden just doesn't get it. You can't work with Republicans anymore. That's not the way it works anymore. Well, folks, I'm going to say something outrageous. I know how to make government work. Not because I've talked or tweeted about it, but because I've done it. I've worked across the aisle to reach consensus, to help make government work in the past. I can do that again with your help.
I think that a message of unity might, in fact, work for Joe Biden. It might work because there are a lot of people that are simply worn out by the vitriol, by the anger, by the divide, by all of the negative comments day after day after day. And so there is a maybe a large cross-section of America looking for something more positive, more uplifting, if you will. Now, his remarks, though short on policy and substance, Joe Biden will attract voters with that message there. The question is with Joe Biden, of course, how many gaffes does he make along the way? How many times does he get himself into a jam because he says the wrong thing? And when it comes to policy, are people really willing to change horses in the middle of the best economy that America has seen maybe in my lifetime, with unemployment levels so low, with wages going up and prosperity appearing just about everywhere? You know, is that really the kind of thing that Americans are going to turn their backs on? I would wonder, because during the time that Joe Biden was vice president, growth in this country was 1%. Unemployment never got much below 5%. And you have to ask yourself, are people willing to change horses in the middle of such a powerful economic stream? We'll keep an eye on it. It's Monday. Good to have you here. Hope you had a great weekend. I did. We'll talk about that at some point here. Crawling on my hands and knees, looking for God's bounty. Something like that. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.